Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches His people about life in the kingdom of God.
In Matthew 6:31, Jesus said, "So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them." How does God's knowledge of your needs help in times of worry? I mean, God knows everything, but in particular, His knowledge of your needs is a special help in times of anxiety. I want to show you something in verse 32 that I think will help strengthen your faith and make it easier for you to trust your Father to take care of you. I think the last phrase in verse 32 has got to be one of the most comforting things Jesus ever said. I love verse 32. Verse 31 says, "So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them." Think of what an exceedingly wonderful thing it is that God knows your needs. He has knowledge of your needs. Now, I realize, for some people, that's not comforting at all. Just God knowing that I have a need is not comforting at all, because if you have a low view of God's power, or if you have a low view of God's love, low view of God's compassion and mercy, then the mere fact that He knows you have a need doesn't mean anything. If you think He's mean, then the fact that He knows you have a need will make Him just want to not meet it. He might see your plight and just be totally unmoved in His heart. Or maybe if you have a low view of His power, you'll think of Him as being moved with compassion, but not enough power to help and do anything about it. But if you believe that God is both powerful and good, this is an incredible comfort to think about. One reason why it's such a comfort is God knows what you need. No, nobody else does. Not even you. Nobody else. Only God knows what you need. Nobody knows how much sleep you need besides God. You know, maybe you're one of those people, you can get by on 7 hours of sleep every night, 7 hours, it's just fine. But then there's one particular night where that night you need 9 hours of sleep to do what God has called you to do the next day. Nobody knows that but God. Your wife just thinks you're being lazy, you know, whatever. Somebody else just thinks you're not. Nobody knows. But if it's actually true that on that particular night you do need 9 hours in order to do what God has called you to do, God will give you 9 hours of sleep that night. He knows exactly what you need. God knows right when you need a break from trouble. You don't. You think you do. You don't. There's a lot of times we think, okay, now, God, it's time. I need a break. And He says, no, you don't. But when you do, He knows it. God knows when you, right when you need a word of encouragement from a friend, God knows when you need for this thing you're trying to do to work, for it to actually be a success. Sometimes you need that, and He knows when you need that. No one else knows that, including you. We think we do, we don't. God knows when what you need most is a time of hunger. God knows when what you really need the most is to go through a long, dry desert. And God knows when you need refreshment. He knows when you need some harsh consequences, when that would be best for you in the long run. And God knows when just some extra mercy would be better. Very often we think we need things that we don't really need. And other times we think we don't need something and we do need it. God knows. He knows what we need. And I think in this context, the knowledge of God also implies the thoughts of the Lord, the gracious, loving thoughts and attention of God, which is another wonderful truth. Did you know that God thinks about your little needs? He thinks about it. It's not just that God has provided this world and just threw some supplies out there and made sure there's enough stuff for you. There's more to it than that. God gives thought to your needs. you have a situation where you need to get from point A to point B and you don't have any transportation, God has thought about that. He's paid attention to it. Thoughts have gone through the mind of God about what you're going to need this Thursday between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Everything you're going to need. He thinks about every detail, absolutely every detail of every single thing you need. And since he has great compassion and unlimited power and total freedom to act, nothing can prevent him from acting on those thoughts and supplying you with absolutely everything you need. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may lift you up in due time. And cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you.
Take a few minutes to contemplate God's thoughts about your needs. Imagine God thinking about them, and then just sit back and enjoy his attention.
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always, and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.